Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the vets at Treasure Veterinary Service in Hysham through their fall season. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Treasure Vet Jessica Anderson works with cattle at Diamond B. Red Angus in Fromberg. Fromberg is a good long ways from Hysham, 114 miles to be exact, and the ranch, a stunning and secluded property with gentle rolling fields, is even farther.
Yeah, we cover a lot of country, and 2-hour drive, it's not really that unheard of for us.
Not that unheard of for a number of reasons.
I've known Dick since I was old enough to talk.
That's Jesse Speedall, Diamond B's farm and ranch manager. He's talking about Jessica's associate, Treasure Vet Dick Cunningham.
He's just an all-around good guy. He's always got a story about hunting or some story about some cow that did something.
The second reason Jessica's so far afield is that, believe it or not, it can be hard to find a large animal vet in rural areas. The percentage of vets pursuing careers in food animal practice has actually been declining since the end of World War II. Then roughly half the members of the American Veterinary Medical Association worked in food animal practices. Today, that's less than 10% of graduating vets. That's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It does kind of make sense now I've been following some of these rural vets around. It is not an easy job. Long distances, odd hours, challenging conditions. It's for all those reasons that when ranchers find a vet service they like, they stick with it.
He's just kind of one of the better vets in the state. In my opinion, the best.
Jessica's worked with Dick about 3 years. She grew up all over Montana and eastern Washington, but settled in Hysham with her husband, Scott, who went to college with a couple of Dick's daughters. Dressed in her waterproof coveralls, her iPod playing country tunes, and swilling from her tall travel coffee mug, Jessica is ready to roll.
We're going to be preg testing this morning. It's pregnancy diagnosing in cows. We're using an ultrasound to determine if they're pregnant or not.
As far as these things go, this setup is deluxe. Jesse, the ranch manager, has 2 super capable helpers, and his costly hydraulic cattle chute is in an open-sided shed.
When you spend the kind of money on these chutes and the silencer chutes and stuff like that, it's nice to keep them inside and enclosed and just keeps everything better. It's nicer to work inside when the weather doesn't cooperate like it has today and snowing and blowing cold, the vets sure appreciate it.
Before she can start preg testing the 260 cows, Jessica the vet needs some information from Jesse the rancher. He tells her the herd was artificially inseminated, AI'd, prior to the bulls going in with the cows May 15th. Jessica studies a chart. She's
calculating how big the head size should be and then also how big the buttons would be for considering if they're late or bred on time.
Based on the dates that Jesse gave you?
Correct.
Buttons are placental structures that help date a fetus. Jessica will see them on the little screen that's connected to the rectal ultrasound probe. In fact, she'll be able to see the entire architecture of the ovaries, uterus, and reproductive vasculature. Jessica pronounces each cow either
good, late, dry.
What happens to the dries?
The dries will keep them and hopefully wait for the market to get a little better and put a little more weight on them before we send them down the road.
Next week, we meet Treasure's newest vet, Dr. Brene Peterson.
Field Days is produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio, theme music by John Cosell. Additional funding provided by the Greater Montana Foundation, encouraging communication on issues, trends, and values of importance to Montanans. More information on Field Days is available at ypradio.org.